The Artist Studio Crawl is a new event in Haines with the goal of giving the public a peek at the places where local artists make their work. Audrey Smith with the Alaska Arts Confluence in Haines says 7 studios are participating in the all-day event.
Well, it's the Magical Mystery Tour. We're having a studio tour, and it's going to be a really fun day.
Each studio will be a unique experience.
Some will be more elaborate. Some will have demonstrations. Some will be just showing around the studio. Sometimes you'll see how they put together their art. You know, each one will do a different kind of approach.
Andrea Nelson will open her studio for the event.
Usually the common person's experience with art is the final product, and there's so much chaos and messiness behind that.
For example, Nelson's studio.
It's floor-to-ceiling shelves of all different shapes and configurations packed with thousands of objects. Most are from nature or over 50 years old. There's a lot of vintage and antique things. There are books, there are figurines, there are toys.
Entering Nelson's workplace, a small building beside her home, is like stepping into another world, much like one of her works of art.
I have a need to see everything as part of how my process. So I don't like big spaces. This studio is 8 feet by 10 feet.
The walls are lined with small porcelain birds and animals peering out at you from shelves, while metallic and glass objects sparkle and shine from the corners and crevices.
Technically, the medium I use is assemblage, and that means utilizing found objects and arranging them into compositions that are three-dimensional. And I've been doing it for over 20 years, either formally or informally.
Among her favorite items are a World War II gas mask and a figurine of a blue jay.
And it's an antique. It's very old. The beak is broken off. It's dirty. It's dusty. A lot of what I'm attracted to is objects that have a past and a history. I think you can feel that more than in a newly manufactured object.
Wayne Price, a Tlingit master carver, designer, and artist, will also open his studio to the public.
My Indian name is Ayanki. I come from the village of Cake. I was raised in the village of my father, which is here in Haines. He comes from the Frog House, and I've been pretty much here all my life.
Price, who learned his craft in Haines, has been carving since he was 12 years old.
Since I was 12, I've had 38 totem poles standing in Southeast Alaska, and I've also completed 11 dugout canoes in that time, and 7 of those dugouts are still on the water.
Price explains his work is imbued with tradition and healing.
I do a traditional style Tlingit art. They'll be able to see the screen that I'm designing and painting, and we'll have some smaller artwork that I have on my own collection. We'll have it here on display.
Price's studio is one side of a duplex at his home.
I look forward to everybody coming by and saying hello and taking a look at what I've turned this side of the house into, which is a shop, basically. And most of the time, it's got tools and chips and all the stuff going on that it takes to make art. But we're going to dress it up and make it look really nice.
Price says he will also share a totem pole he's working on.
We're also going to have the tarp off the totem pole on the carving deck, and people will be able to see the totem that's in progress and the story that's involved with that totem. And I encourage people to ask questions about it.
Artist studios will be open between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There'll be a buffet and a raffle, along with some other surprises, says Smith.
So you can take your time and spend a lot of time discovering studios or dash around depending on your day.
And the Magical Mystery Tour Artist Studio Crawl, she says, is sure to live up to its name. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton.